the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6492, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to the participant in the Fabringen of Yom HaBoyer, the clear day of Chai Elul. That's the birthday of the two luminaries, the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, with all the titles, Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. You see, the Rebbe calls every time when there's a special day, he calls it Yom HaBoyer, a clear day. A clear day, meaning there's no clouds. It's beautiful. It's a very special day on the spiritual level. Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, it's with pleasantness that I received your letter, your write-up, at the time of the Fabringen, marked up at the time of the Fabringen, I guess they sent a letter to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, even a Fabringen of this type, category, is always, at every time, it's very effective and it's very great. And there's an expression from the Alter Rebbe about Fabringen in general. He said, "Vos a chassidischer Fabringen ken oifton, ken afilu malach michol nit oifton. That which a Hasidic Fabringen gathering can accomplish, even the angel Michael, who is a very powerful angel, and he's the angel of the Jewish people, he can't even accomplish that, what a Hasidic Fabringen. So that would be any Fabringen, especially when the time itself, itzume shel hazman, reaching the, like we say by Yom Kippur, this the day itself causes and adds a Fabringen on Chai Elul, it is a tremendous impact. And a person needs to use and quote the language of his teacher. I'm quoting the Rebbe says now, that Chai Elul is their tug, from my father-in-law, the Rebbe is quoting, that Chai Elul, the 18th of Elul, is the day was hot gebracht und bringt Leben in Elul. That day brought, past tense, and continues to bring life in Elul. That's the Chai Elul. Chai Elul git achayis in der Avodah von Im Toidiv Dedli. Chai Elul gives an energy into the work that we do, Anila Doide Vidali, me to my beloved to me. That's the month of Elul, the abbreviation, which is the general theme of the work of the month of Elul. Chai Elul gives energy into that Avodah. And what specifically the Rebbe says, Elul actually includes all the three lines. And the idea, mainly, which is on top of everything else, is Tshuva. That's the month of Elul. It has the abbreviations which talk about Torah, Tefillah, and Chasodim, but Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah. But the Tshuva, which is on top, as explained in many places, and some of them in the introduction to the booklet of Elul Tavshin Yud Aleph. And the Rebbe says, this is the Nekuda. The point over here is the energy and the inner of all the services of the month of Elul. This is the idea of Teshuvah, everything that we do. We learn Torah and we do more mitzvahs and we do more tzedakah, more davening. But all the theme, the point is to return to Hashem, to do teshuva, to make up if we missed anything throughout the year. And the Rebbe prays for them, v'yirotzen, that the impact of this day should extend in all matters of thought, speech, and action, which are the garments of the soul. So even in the expression of the soul, called the garments of the soul, which is this thought, speech, and action, but even with more force and with more strength, the neshama itself, those are not garments that they should strengthen the soul itself to the all the ways to the inner part of the soul. Because this is our inner request that we start with the month of Elul when we say this special chapter of Tehillim, L'dovid Hashem Oiri, Bakshu Fonai, seek my inner, Esponecho Hashem Mevakesh, your inner. Basically, we're all trying to connect to the inner of Hashem with our inner. So this is all appropriate that this day and this impact should reach all the ways into the inside. And the Rebbe says the great matter is explained, is mevuer from the level which we reach. Where do you reach when you seek Hashem with your inner, with the neshama? So you can appreciate that when you see where you get to this, as it says in Likutei Torah, in the end of the Maimer Shuvah Yisrael, that through this service of Bakshu Fonai, you reach that level about which it says, Uponai Lo Yiro. When Moshe Rabbeinu was asking to see Hashem, Hashem said, you can see my back, you can't see my face. But when we daven, and we say L'dovid Hashem Oiri during the month of Elul, we do tshuva in all three areas, we actually are able to reach that area, that space, where God says that will not be seen, and we can actually see that. Rebbe is blessing them for Achsima v'Achsima Toiva, to each and every one, to be written and signed for the good, to each and every one, with a family member, Shalita. So the Rebbe is giving them that blessing, for them and the families, that they should be able to be effective from all of these fabringens and the impact of the service of the month of Elul in all areas, with leading by tshuva to reach to the pnimius and pnimius haneshama machshava divur ma'isa, which is the expression of the soul, also the soul itself, to reach to the highest level. Now the Rebbe makes here a note on the bottom. He says, even though that the Rebbe is blessing everybody, and he's not sending a individual personal New Year's greetings, wishes. We have a tradition to send personal New Year's greetings to the different family. But the Rebbe says, the end I'm writing over here is not a duplicate in the blessing of the year on a personal level. Because apparently the Rebbe did send these people personal. And here the Rebbe is wishing again. So the Rebbe said, this is not a repetition. This is not a duplicate. Because there is here, what there is not here. There's something about a personal blessing for Ksiva, and something when it comes as part of a community. As the Rebbe says, understood from the Tanya Shariyichud Amuna in the beginning of chapter 12, over there it talks about the idea there is something which goes up, and it's when everything together, when you combine many letters to become one word. So each individual letter is important, but then you make out of the letters a word. So while each individual person has a letter in the Sefer Torah, but a letter in the Torah, but when it becomes into a word, so being blessed together with other, it's has an advantage of getting a blessing only by yourself, because there is the general, which is more than just a bunch of individuals, just in that blessing. So the Rebbe says, don't take this blessing as just being repetitive, but this is actually its own powerful blessing that it comes together with the others, as he brings from the Shari'ichud V'amuna. And the Rebbe therefore says, when it comes to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which it's for the 10 days of Tshuva, the Ksivach Sima Toiva. The Rebbe is now is still in the month of Elul, but there is a very special idea articulating and making everything very clear, specifically. So when we're blessing over here too, should be in a very clear and a very detailed and a very special. So there is everything included. The Rebbe says, look into the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, in the seventh Sif Shvi. It says here on the bottom that the Rebbe sent such a kind of a note to many, probably about this, when the Rebbe blessed many together, Rebbe was saying it doesn't take away from the individual and it's not redundant, it's just its own specific, it has its own special powers to being part of a blessing that comes for the community.